Chris Bray's new song is called I Am Strong. Let's get the story behind it with Chris Bray. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, how did you come up with this song? Were you working out and you thought this is a great song idea, or where did it start?
Yeah, I mean, it came from my heart in a time when I was feeling weak. And I think a lot of times when we hear that proclaimed, like, I am strong, it's kind of like in a boastful kind of a way, or out of pride or out of ego. But really for me, it was just kind of like in a time of weakness, recognizing that our strength isn't in and of ourselves, but comes from the Lord. And the passage of scripture that really spoke to me was from 2 Corinthians 12, you know, where the Apostle Paul, he's appealing to God to remove this thorn in his side, and where it says to him, you know, my grace is sufficient for you because my power is made perfect in your weakness. And I was just struck by that, thinking like, wow, like God demonstrates just how big and magnificent, how powerful he is, even in our weak moments, even in our weakness and our brokenness and all of the circumstances. So it just left me kind of in awe.
It's kind of opposite, right? Because you think, well, do we say I'm strong when we feel strong, or do we feel weak? Like, what? it's sort of a backwards way of thinking.
Yeah. And I think in a lot of our lives, perhaps for some of us, idolatry, I know in my own life, it's been like, you know, as a Christian, like, oh, you know, my faith life's going really well. I'm such a good Christian, you know, that boasting or that pride of like, this is, I'm successful at this, or I've been so devoted because of my own strength rather than because I'm just utterly relying on God's grace to get me through. And then when we recognize that in our lives, you know, we recognize just how weak we would be without it.
You're a fellow who enjoys fitness and doing things like that. And I, you know, I've dabbled in that myself, but so is there a connection there where you know, okay, like the weight is too much, but, and you've got to lift it, but you've got, you feel weak in that moment, but then you've got to, that's where the strength comes out of, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's probably a lot of analogies out there with fitness, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
You take creatine or, you know, steroids or whatever, you know, maybe that's God's grace or the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But I know that, you know, someone like, you know, yourself with, in fitness, we work out our bodies, we take care of our bodies, and we lift stuff, we lift really, and that makes us weak. But what it does is that actually the next time we go back and try and lift that thing again, we're a little bit stronger and we're able to lift more. And I think there's something kind of profound in that recognition, you know, that connection between the natural world and how God created us, and also how he wants through all of the circumstances of life. It might be uncomfortable, just like working out is, and it, you know, it might not be easy, but when we endure by the grace of God, he makes us stronger in that.
Yeah, well, that's an understatement, because I think the purpose of working out is to find out how weak you are.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Absolutely.
And walking that out through faith, I mean, there are times too when we don't feel it, especially the last couple of years, we've a lot of people got closer to maybe fear and doubt than they ever thought they might be, even though they were believers, would you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that in itself is, I mean, perhaps a test of our faith, but also of our endurance and our stamina. Like, you know, a lot of people say like, well, you know, I went to church and I just didn't get anything out of it. Well, you know what? Praise God, because in that moment, you weren't going to church to get something out of it. You were going to church to worship God. And it might, maybe it didn't feel as affirming as you wanted it to, or didn't feel like an awesome time, but our worship isn't really for our gratification, more so because that's what God deserves. And whether that's in our faith life or the struggles that we're going through in everyday life, I think that's the lesson in it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we have shame when it comes to our weaknesses. The things that we're just not strong in is like, we want to hide those things, but it's sort of an opposite way of thinking, isn't it?
Well, and it's kind of funny too. I've told the story before, in, you know, some of my talks or when I go to churches and stuff, but like in the third grade, I started taking music class, and I loved the idea of music. And I remember doing our first music test. And I filled in the answers, and I, you know, I tried as hard as I could. And like, I didn't do well in school, but that was the only class that I paid attention to. But I remember getting that test back, and I remember failing and getting a mark of zero and just being so upset, like, whoa, like, and embarrassed. Like, and then I think of like how God has this sense of humor. He would call me to be a musician and go around and sing songs for Jesus. And it started with that fail and that mark of zero. And he's like, you know, I can work with that. You know, and I think that's what God does, right? And whether it's in the figures that we see in the scriptures across the ages, it's like even in their weakness, even in their circumstance, in their past, he can still use all, despite our brokenness and despite our weakness, his power is manifested and demonstrated through all that. And that is, I think that's so cool.
Yeah. Check out the video at our Life Facebook page and check out the new song, I Am Strong, by Chris Bray. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.